Darren, sometimes when a team has a good season, sometimes it feels like there's one big result or big performance that kicks it off. And I wonder whether, hopefully, if things go well, we'll look back at the game against Bristol City and say, you know, that was a team in form, a good side, and you played really well against them. That could be the start of, really the start of something, couldn't it?
Well, I mean, you know, I mean, if it is, we'll wait and see. Time will tell. But, you know, when I look back and analyse the game, yes, they are a very, very good team. Lee's got them playing some terrific football, and they were a confident team that came into the Hawthorns. And we knew it would be a good stern test for us because physically and mentally where they are, they've had a great start to the season. They are the team, a team to beat in the division because of they're a settled team, they're a strong team, they pose a goal threat. And they've got wonderful fluidity through the team. So I felt on Tuesday night we had to be in elements of our game at our very, very best to overcome a very, very good team. And we did that in the end, which I was really pleased about.
Reading and hearing, especially since Tuesday night, Albion's entertainers are back. Does that cross your mind at all? About, you know, when you're talking about how you're going to set a team up, we want to go and play good football as well.
Yeah, obviously, any head coach will say that you want to play good football and win matches. But lo and behold, that don't always work, you know, because obviously you've got opposition against you that are trying to stop and combat what you're trying to do. All we just try and just do is look to try and win each game and take one game as a time, you know. We're competing against other fantastic teams in the division. It's a tough division. It's a relentless division. And we understand we're part of it, of a wonderful competitive division. And Tuesday night's game was no different to that. It was a real competitive game. Both teams don't play their part to a night where six goals were scored and plenty of end-to-end entertainment for the fans.
But it says something about a confidence about the players and that you would have in them that you want to release them to go and be able to play in that way, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, and just the players playing to their potential, really, and I think that's where hopefully the platform is for them to do that and try and play to their potential and show what good players they are. And we've seen that in spells, in flashes thus far this season. But obviously, we still know that there's a lot of work to be done here. And we continue to work week in, week out, and game after game.
Is there going to be, do you think, or is it already in your mind, a sort of a Darren Moore method? You know, some managers, that not necessarily a formation or anything specific like that, but they've got a general way that they want to play, whether, you know, it might be Arsene Wenger method or Tony Pulis method or anybody like that. Is there a definite way you think, this is the way I would like my teams to play?
There's, I mean, obviously, again, you know, time will tell with you guys watching and analysing the game, and hopefully there'll be a pattern what starts to develop. It's still very, very early in the season. I'm still chopping and changing. You'll see different formations and you'll see the team implement different ideas. And it's just where we're at the moment, and it's what I want. It's what I would like. It's what I'm working towards and continue to work towards that. Is there anything settled at the moment? Only you can search through the media to see if, on the play patterns of play. But we continue to work it. We continue to develop it. We continue to change things. And because it's a relentless division that asks a lot of questions, there's a lot of hurdles to overcome. So I never ever settle on say I've got one certain way. What I'm just trying to just do is analyse the league that we're in and trying to find the best plan of action week after week to try and win football matches for the club.
And because there are so many clubs and there's so many, you know, it's such a relentless thing, as you've said, you might need more than one plan anyway, won't you?
And I've always highlighted that at the very, very start of the pre-season, the campaign, when we came in, you know, I was asked the question that what system and shape will you look to play, Darren? I just said, look, this league presents a lot of hurdles in itself, and we'll analyse the league and analyse opposition and have a look at the best plan of action for ourselves in coming into the matches, and that's exactly what we've done. and we'll continue to do that, continue to keep working and just trying to implement styles of play to try and keep winning matches.
I must ask you quickly about Craig Dawson. It was noted that he was the captain the other day. Mm-hmm. Things have gone on. He's a player who's given this club great service, but equally things have gone on in recent times. Mm-hmm. Was that a big decision for you?
No, because the beautiful thing for me is that I've worked with Dawson over three and a half years here, in terms of when I've stepped into the senior part of the staffing and the management side. So I know the character that Craig is. That's the beautiful thing. I suppose everybody else will only can only read what's put out there about the boy. So for me, it was an easy decision. Chris was in the starting 11. So Dawson was captain, and I think by his display on the night, everybody saw a fully committed, wholehearted performance by Craig. And they've only ever seen that with Dawson whenever he's put on an Albion shirt. And whenever he continues to put on an Albion shirt, he'll only ever give 100% for the club. And I thought he performed very, very well. And he was very unfortunate not to get a trademark Craig Dawson header from a set play where the keeper's pulled off a magnificent save. Otherwise, he's off and running. So, big player for us, Dawson. Delighted that his fitness and his back up to speed. Delighted even him back in the team. He plays a huge part for us and will continue to do that. So, long may his performances continue.
Lastly, fitness, why is it? Were you any different to the other day?
Fitness
change, you know, yeah. Are there any injuries and things change since the other
night? As far as I'm always sceptical when I do this just before the final training session before the game, but at the moment the squad seems to be in good health at the moment, so we go into the Millwall game and we'll have a look at the squad.